The Blue Mountains Council has refused to approve a rezoning application for a Craigleith development, because the proposal does not include any affordable, attainable housing units. At its Committee of the Whole meeting on November 1, Council refused to approve a staff report recommending a rezoning of the Longpoint Road plan of subdivision. The staff report included a recommendation to Gray County, which is the approval authority for subdivisions, that the development be approved. The lack of affordable, attainable units in the proposal was a non-starter for Council. The proposal would create 22 single detached lots on a property off of Longpoint Road. The rezoning would allow for a maximum height of 2.5 stories, as well as create some open space in the development. Rob Sampson raised the issue of affordable units. Another developer has come forward to offer property for affordable units. I'm not sure why we're not asking this developer to do the same, said Sampson. Sampson was referring to the Aquaville development, which has a memorandum of understanding with the town to include affordable units in its Craigleith development. Director of Planning and Development Services Adam Smith said the application was originally submitted in 2018 when circumstances were different. Smith also said the town currently does not have language in its planning policies to require developments to include affordable units. Members of council, however, said those conversations need to happen. We want to continue to walk our talk on attainable units, said Cowan. Andrea Mitrasovs, adding that if Gray County's goal of 30% of developments being affordable, attainable units was applied to this case, it would equal 6 units. A neighbor, Aquaville, has gone ahead and started to think differently. Let's have the conversation with the proponent here. Sampson also pointed out that provincial planning policies require developments to consider a range and mix of housing. It's an obligation. I don't know how this project allows us to meet that obligation, he said. Council eventually passed a resolution directing staff to consult with the developer about how they intend to honor the provincial policy to include different types of housing.